This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Here we go. It's hour three of the G-Bag Nation. We have Rangers pregame coming up at 5:30 as we broadcast live from Pickler Universe, the best place to play pickleball in all of DFW, actually in all of the world. It's right here in Carrollton 35 and Bush. And salute to Stella Artois for joining us out here. They have Stella samples for you if you swing on by. Got a pickleball happy hour going all the way till 7 o'clock, even though the show is going to be over at 5:30 here with Rangers pregame coming up. Here's Wolchuk with the proper round tripper.
All right, Rangers lineup out, and Boat certainly trying some different stuff. We're mixing and matching. As
he had Will Clark.
No, he didn't have Will Clark, and there's no Josh Hamilton or Nelly Cruz or Mitch Moreland. You know, you name your former Ranger that you love. David Murphy's
Juan
not coming
Gonzalez
in.
Juan Gonzalez is not
showing up. No Rafi. None of that. No Pudge.
Mike Hargrove.
But we got a different look. Marcus Semien is not going to be in that three hole. It's the first time since June 27th. He's actually moving down to sixth in the lineup. It's his first time hitting sixth since June 5th.
Yeah.
Now, I do remember when they moved him to sixth, the offense had a hell of a game. And then, obviously, he continued to perform. That's why he moved back up to third. But it'll be Josh Smith leading off, Wyatt Langford playing in left, batting second. Corey Seager takes up that three-hole spot, playing short. Jock Peterson DHing, hitting cleanup. Evan Carter batting fifth, playing center. Marcus Semien in that sixth spot, playing second base. Our guy, Rowdy Tellez, playing first, batting seventh. Josh Young at third, batting eighth. And then Kyle Higashioka catching and rounding out your lineup, batting ninth on a DeGrom night as they need it, man. And they're going up against Chris Bassett. This is not going to be easy. Chris Bassett's been pretty good this year. But for the most part, you look at his ERA, he's still got a 4.17 ERA. So he is a righty, too.
You can get him.
We know the Rangers. It's the lefties that have really been the issue there. So tonight, I mean, I'm hoping they need to. I'm calling two out of three. The Rangers are going to get two out of three, and they get the one tonight. If they don't get tonight, then I think we will be talking about the possibility of being swept, because then this thing can start to snowball. But you got DeGrom on the hill. You've got a righty that has an ERA over four. Tonight's the night you got to get to Chris Bassett early, and they find a way to get it done. And it is an Apple TV game, so more reason to be listening right here on 105 through the Fan to Hixie and Jared.
You got Corbin going against a lefty tomorrow. You're right, Wolchuk. If they do not win tonight, I do not think they'll be above 500 for the rest of the season. It is shocking how Marcus Semien went from struggling so much, gave us a June to remember. An epic June, 324, and since then he's been right back to the disappointing version that he was in April and May.
Yeah, and they need him tonight. I mean, I'm hoping maybe this is a good move for Boach. And give Boach credit. He's doing everything he can. He's mixing and matching.
I'd bring Rugi back for this one.
Just go ahead.
Him up. I would say, Rugi, come back. We need you for this series. Just maybe.
Yeah. Just have him in the dugout.
Just have him
foaming at the mouth.
Have him
just growling.
Like with he always wore. He always wore like his uniform, like all the buttons unbuttoned, just standing, sitting in the dugout. I think that would be intimidating.
Batting helmet just full of grease.
Yeah, that's pine tar.
Pine tar, but it looks like grease.
It does, doesn't it?
Doesn't it?
Looked horrible. His
did you
aesthetic
forget what
was,
it was called?
I did.
Looked like a ranch hand.
I totally didn't know. I just went with the grease there. Dun, he did look dun, bad. Dun, dun, but he is a ranch dun, hand, basically.
I know. Dun, dun, dun,
dun. All right. Who do you think is going to be the face of your Texas Rangers in
you
3 years? You me?
Yeah.
You think they're going to call me up?
I think they're going to
That's a hell of a
I've
face.
I've been waiting for years to get my opportunity. If Rowdy can do it, I can do it, baby.
You should be the face and the body of the Texas Rangers, Wolchuk.
And the soul.
Heck yeah.
And the heart.
That's right.
I can be a beating heartbeat for that organization.
You have the intangibles.
Try to. Glue guy. You know, I can be an Austin Hedges. I'll wear the assless chaps.
Yes, you will.
I sure will.
You'll put that magic number right there on your cheek.
How many we got, boys?
The reality is Corey Seager will still be face of the franchise in 3 years because he will be remembered as a World Series legend. I don't think you have anybody else on the roster capable of carrying a team and commanding a marketing campaign be built around him.
Well, they're going with Wyatt. Wyatt was the selection here. Because I get it. I mean, 3 years from now, you'll have Corey Seager's, what, 35, I want to say? And it could still end up being Seager. I don't think he's going to slow down from a hitting perspective. Might move into a DH role at that point of his career or play in first base. I don't know. I mean, people have been counting Corey out at shortstop. Now 10 years of service he's been doing it, and he's doing it at a high level this year. But Wyatt's the pick, and they said don't sleep on, as Eric Nadel said earlier, Sebastian Walcott.
Yeah, Walcott's the guy that we're all very, very fired up for. Cannot wait to see when he ends up getting his Ranger debut. But, I mean, the real question about Wyatt is, like, will he be an ace in 3 years?
That is a great question, and I don't have that answer for you. I'm just going to pray and hope to God that he is.
Right.
What does this have to do with 2009?
Put a freaking bat in it.
Well, I hope Corey Seager hasn't fallen off at the plate in 3 years because in 3 years, he will still have three more years left on his contract.
It's a hell of a contract, huh?
It is.
Baseball is crazy with
Gavin
these 10-year deals.
Player friendly.
Gavin Fien?
Yeah. Okay.
He's always fiending for some Gavin.
You're a Fien guy. Yeah. Gavin Fien, the Rangers' first round
pick. Was he a high schooler?
I think he was a high schooler, yes.
Yeah.
He was recent.
Yes. Superstar ascent here, age 21.
He is already, they say, quickly jumped into the top tier of the Ranger prospects.
We got to hope that he's at least up at the big league club. But
Winston Santos? Yeah, he wouldn't be that.
Maybe. Now, Walcott would probably be the answer of guys.
It's going to be Walcott or Fien.
What about Cody Freeman? They need to call Cody Freeman back up. That dude is crushing it. He's having like a historically good year at AAA Round Rock.
Yeah, every time I turn around, I mean, at some point, if the offense is not going to really get going, then why wouldn't you?
Josh Hader of the Astros has been diagnosed with left shoulder capsule strain.
Oh.
The capsule strain, per the Astros. He won't throw for 3 weeks. He's going to rehab. Then the next steps will determine, okay, is he going to be shut down, or is he going to be available for the postseason? Well, guess what, Houston? There ain't no damn postseason
for you. The Mariners passed them already,
there ain't no damn postseason for you. Yeah, the Mariners passed them. Guess what? Texas coming for your ass.
We just got a baseball bold
Rangers
prediction.
Coming for your ass, Houston. We're coming. We're coming for you. Phillies are going to a six-man rotation. Aaron Nola set to return. That's scary because, gosh, the Phillies have been on a tear. So you've got the lefty Ranger Suarez, who's been phenomenal. You've got Zach Wheeler. You got Christopher Sanchez. You got Jesus Luzardo. You got Taijuan Walker. And now Aaron Nola. Goodness gracious, I hate everything Philadelphia, but the Phillies have a really good shot at winning the World Series this year.
They do. They do. We saw it firsthand.
Yeah, they had a couple. When the Rangers won it, they had a chance. They had a good team then. They fell apart. We'll do it again.
I'm just going to keep this. This is us like having a conversation here. This is just guys, being dudes. We're getting wafts of just like
disgusting
smell.
Yes, yeah.
Is it body odor?
It's body odor, yeah. I've walked up and down and every single time I make a trip to the men's room, it actually smells worse when I'm like halfway there.
Okay. And hey, these guys are hustling. They're playing
hard. They're sweaty. They're spitzing. Yeah.
Competitive sports environment.
It's free. I mean, it's free to come out here and play, and you're going to get pizza and Stellar Artois. So I get it. But I am getting certain sense of just what the hell did I just smell?
I got to be a little honest with you.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's an athletic event, bro.
You didn't put deodorant on? It might be the chicks, too.
I did wear deodorant. I was going to say it might have been a little bit worse yesterday back in our little cubby at Jake's in Grand Prairie. There were a couple of Tolos who were just ripe. Like they'd spent all day in the sun.
That was me.
There was a lot of sun.
That was Eric.
There was
Eric
a lot of sun coming in. Yeah, I might have to take ownership of that one.
A lot of
the
Eric.
The sun was beaming me the whole time.
Yeah.
When I got in my car, I was like, wow.
Wow, you, yeah.
It still smells
that
like
is
inside.
Not good. That is not a
maybe
good situation.
Maybe I was the problem.
And the last thing here, this is for Andrew Marchand. I think you were the problem.
Five patty burger.
Yeah, you had the meat sweats.
The
grease just
it happened. It happens to the best of us, but Major League Baseball is negotiating with Netflix, ESPN, NBC, and Apple for possible broadcasting packages. Sunday Night Baseball, everyone's trying to get in on this. NBC/Peacock, Apple TV, they're considered the top contenders for Sunday Night Baseball. ESPN could add weekday games and a bigger daily digital presence, according to officials. Netflix trying to get the home run derby is what they're angling for. So we'll see what happens next year.
They'll doll
as baseball's got the new packages that they're working on. And everybody loves a fresh package.
Thank you, Woolchuck. We're live at Pickler Universe in Carrollton, and a pickleball happy hour is going on. Thanks to Stella Artois for having us out here as well.
I don't care if the Astros are a game and a half.
Okay,
Dawson, Brian.
My guy grabbed two Stellas out. Do you think he realized there were non-alcoholic ones?
He's got any Stellas going over
there.
He
got ball sacked by the beers.
He guy's going to be hammered.
Thanks, boys.
He pointed at the bucket. I gave him the thumbs up. He grabbed two non-alcohols. I bet he's thinking he's drinking the real ones.
Oh, yeah, he's going to be acting like he's stumbling.
That's unleaded, bro. Okay, thank you, Woolchuck, for that proper round tripper. We'll come back with more sports here. It's the G-Bag Nation on The Fan. Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We are wrapping up from Pickler Universe here in Carrollton, 35 and Bush, the best place to play pickleball, not only in DFW, not only in the state, in the country, and in the world. So we want to thank them for having us out here once again. And it's very exciting to see all these people. I mean, you have now like 24 courts going here. Earlier in the day, it looked like the place, you know, the time, if you wanted to have the place to yourself. When we started the show, it was there. But here at 5:30, it's you can easily see why it's the hottest pickleball spot in DFW, no doubt. Okay, so segment is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. A big Cowboys weekend coming up, and the guys will have the pregame show for you tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock. And then the post-game show from 9 to 11 with Woolchuck and Broadus. Really, I think the most interesting thing that's going to happen in the rest of this regular season, no disrespect to the preseason games, but Will McClay on cornerback depth on the roster. He joined the DLLS guys, and he says, we want to make the last corner on the practice squad better than what we had last year. We're going to comb through it. Guys are going to come back. Coaches are doing a great job. They understand the scheme. We've got to continue to try and improve that room as well as all the rooms in our building every day. We got to make it better. I need more urgency from somebody.
Yeah.
How could you not want to improve this situation? I guess Trayvon Diggs has looked about 5% better every time I've seen a video on him. You know, maybe and Brian told us last week, like, Trayvon Diggs is the closest between Overshown and Revel.
Yeah.
Maybe you know, Trayvon is going to kind of make this a moot point and give you at least a respectable group of starters. But I just don't get this. You know, I would expect an answer of, hey, you know, no disrespect to any of the guys that have been here. They've all tried hard. They've worked hard, but they're depth pieces. They're undrafted for a reason. And if something does not fall here to us on cut down day, we're going to have to be very opportunistic and resourceful, either in veteran free agency, what's left of it, or a trade.
Yeah, I think tomorrow is big for all these corners. Tomorrow is going to either tell them they need to go get somebody or we're going to be able to ride with these guys. I believe that how they play as a group tomorrow is going to be that determining factor.
Have you found any? Is Asante Samuel just not going to get cleared medically? You think he had the neck?
I have not. It was like it's the neck. It's a hip.
He's got a hip there.
It's got a lot of things going on. So I need to find out exactly where he's at. I just haven't done it because I haven't heard anybody talk about him as, oh, he's starting to make the rounds. He's starting to get, you know, people are starting to show interest in him.
Rasul Douglas fell off last year, but he was still close to average, which would be a big jump from guys like Andrew Booth and Kalen Carson. Kendall Fuller, age 30, wasn't he in Miami? Dolphins insider?
Yeah, and he's another guy that can kind of get a little bit banged up on you, but is he better than what you have right now? Yes, absolutely. I think the question they have to ask themselves is, do they want somebody who can play in the nickel, or do they feel like they'll move Bland inside and have a guy that plays on the boundary?
Yeah.
Like, well, how do they want to go about that? We know Bland wants to be a boundary guy, but I think he is your best solution for the nickel if you can go get one of these veterans who, like a Rasul Douglas, who can play on the outside.
Now, James Bradberry is out there, ended up with a torn Achilles last year, and 2023 was already a downturn. Do you think he's done?
Yeah. I'd say when you start to talk about Achilles and the cornerbacks, that's a tough one.
No, and look, hey, if they can get Bland's contract done, maybe he feels a little bit more open to playing in the slot.
Right.
You know, let's get the thing maybe ironed out.
Yeah, but Fuller can do both, can he? One significantly better than the other?
I think he's probably more of a nickel than he is an outside corner at this point.
So this is just about money and not wanting to spend the $5 to $8 million that it's going to take to get a veteran corner at this point, probably. And
they like their guys.
Hey, if you are saying internally we're not good enough to throw an extra $5 to $10 million, let's keep our powder dry until we stack up a couple of good drafts and we're closer. I get it. You know, I would have a hard time being patient for multiple years, just waiting to have a great enough back-to-back drafts to make us a contender again. I'd want to be a little bit more proactive. I did ask Joel Corey what his thoughts on fair trade value would be if you assumed the team you're trading with would be in the final third of the first round, you know, picking 20 to 32 or something. He said, you know, Jalen Ramsey went for 2 ones and 2 fours. He felt like it's 3 ones for Micah Parsons.
That's what I thought.
And that makes it a lot of fun. You know, I think if you're the Joneses and you're listening to 3 ones as a way out of this and you're not interested, you're just not serious about winning the Super Bowl, right? Could you imagine having 2 number 1 picks 3 years in a row? That's how you could actually win the Super Bowl. Take multiple veterans and do that. Let's try to get 3 ones, and then I could actually see the Cowboys drafting and developing their way to a Super Bowl.
Kind of the way Philadelphia did what they did.
Yes.
Yeah, they traded in, you know, got a couple, and they kept parlaying that first-round pick and end up getting defensive linemen that look like they're helping their team.
Thanks to Pickler Universe for having us out. Thanks to Stella Artois, Broadus, and Chief. We'll have the pregame tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock. Thanks to Lucius Alexander back home in the Pimp Cup. Master Control just went 3.5 flawless. Have a great weekend, sir. Thanks to Wolchuk and Chia following Brian Broadus and Raymond Cruz as well. Until Monday at 2, you're going home with the G-Bag Nation. At ease.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, Other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.